Chapter 17. Lexi rushed into the entrance of the Brook Ridge Falls restaurant. Her hair sat piled on top of her head in an unruly mess. Her dress needed adjustment, and she sported sneakers on her feet instead of the Manolo Blahnik rhinestone-studded stilettos she planned to wear for the wedding. But at least she'd made it on time. Almost. The restaurant, an old mill, boasted a gigantic picture window with a spectacular up-close view of the waterfall. Cassie, John, and Jack stood in a huddle in front of it. Jack turned as she approached, his face blanched, and he shoved something into his pocket. Her eyes narrowed as she saw him say something to the others, and they whirled around to look at her. Why was everyone acting so strange? Her disturbing thoughts fled, and her eyes widened as she got the full view of Cassie in her deep red gown, hair highlighted to match. She had accentuated the outfit with black rhinestone jewelry and a black veil which hung from the back of her head. Stunning. "You look amazing," she said, making Cassie blush.
"You look pretty good yourself,"
Jack said, his eyes traveling down her body and back up to her eyes. Lexi's heart flip-flopped in her chest as a smile lit his handsome face. "Oh, well, I kind of got ready in a hurry," she shrugged, reaching up to straighten her messy hair. "Yeah, you usually have much better shoe choices," Cassie said, causing Lexi's cheeks to grow warm as everyone looked down at her sneakers. Thankfully, the minister interrupted their inspection of her footwear.
"Are we ready to start?"
Cassie looked around the room. "I think everyone is here, so I guess so. We're having a lattice archway made with red roses that we'll stand under." She walked over to the center of the window. "I'd like to put it here. We'll stand facing the waterfall, and you can stand here facing us." Cassie pointed to a spot, and the minister obediently stood there. Cassie and John took their places in front of him.
"Wait," Cassie said. "I need a stand-in so I can see how this looks."
She grabbed Lexi and put her in the bride's spot, then shoved John out of the way and replaced him with Jack.
"Stay there so I can see how it will look from the guest's point of view."
Lexi glanced at Jack out of the corner of her eye. He looked impossibly handsome in his tux. When he turned to look at her, she felt a little weak in the knees. Until she noticed how nervous he looked. Was standing at the altar with her that nerve-wracking?
"That's perfect."
Cassie's voice pulled her from her thoughts, and she turned in time to see her friend walking back to take her place, a devious gleam in her eye.
"How did it feel for you two to be standing in front of the minister?"
She cocked an eyebrow at Jack, who shuffled backwards, his hands held up in the air.
"I wouldn't want to steal the limelight from you and John," he said, pushing John back into the groom's spot.
The minister cut in.
"Will someone be walking you down the aisle?"
"My brother."
Cassie motioned for her brother, Brandon, to join them.
"Wow, you look dapper."
Lexi admired Brandon. He owned a fitness studio, and his muscular body was evident under the tux.
"You too,"
he said, then glanced down at her shoes.
"Almost."
Lexi swatted at him playfully. Cassie and Brandon were close, and since Lexi and Cassie had been best friends for decades, Brandon was like a brother to her. The minister ushered them all to the back of the room, and they were joined by Cassie's cousins, Sam and Justine, and another cousin, Mick. The minister paired off the wedding party, and they practiced marching down the aisle. Lexi couldn't help but feel all warm and fuzzy when she saw the look on John's face as he stood at the altar, waiting for Cassie to join him. She hoped someday she would have someone waiting up there for her with the same look on his face. Would that somebody be Jack? Eventually, they got it perfect and retired to the bar to celebrate. Lexi ordered a coffee. She sauntered over toward Sam, who sat with her elbows propped on the bar, her hand curled around a bottle of beer. Now was the perfect time to try to get more information about the murders out of her. Hi. Lexi cupped her hands around the coffee mug to warm them. The restaurant was chilly inside, and the sleeveless dress didn't provide much in the way of warmth. Hey, Lexi, have you heard any more about what happened at the retirement center yesterday? Sam asked. Not too much. What about you? Isn't that the police detective who was there? Sam tilted the top of her beer bottle towards Jack. Yes, he works with John. Oh, that's right. Sometimes I forget that Cassie is marrying a cop. Sam swiveled her chair to face Lexi. She never used to like them. But if the rest of them are as good-looking as those two, I can see the attraction. Lexi leaned against the bar, ignoring the pang of jealousy she felt when she saw the way Sam looked at Jack. I was wondering, what happens after someone dies at the retirement center? Sam's perplexed look invited her to elaborate. Specifically, what's the procedure? I mean, do you call the police for all of them or the funeral home? Well, the last one, Mr. Turco, was clearly not natural, so of course we called the police for that. But the others, if the doctor on duty deems the death to be of natural causes, we just call the next of kin and the funeral home. It's usually listed in their files. What happens to their belongings? Sam pursed her lips. Why? Are you thinking that's why they were killed? Maybe. Their clothing and other effects go to the family. Lexi chewed her bottom lip, trying to think up the right way to phrase her next question. What about their medications? Sam's eyes grew wide, her hand jerked, spilling her beer on the bar. Crap! She jumped away from the bar, looking down at the stain on her dress. She glanced up at Lexi, her eyes darting wildly, then ran off in the direction of the ladies' room. Lexi grabbed a pile of napkins and mopped up the spill. A bit of an overreaction to a beer spill. Lexi stared after Sam, then finished the cleanup and took a sip of her coffee.
Did you say something?
Jack appeared at her elbow, startling her out of her thoughts. She narrowed her eyes at him. No. Had she said something out loud?
Oh, it sounded like you made a clucking sound.
What?
You know, like a chicken.
Lexi furrowed her brow. This wasn't the first time she'd been accused of clucking recently, and it was starting to get as annoying as the eye tick. Something in the corner of her mind nagged at her, but she was distracted by Sam coming back into the room. She noticed Jack looking at Sam, too, and felt a bit envious of how Sam's figure filled her dress out perfectly. Lexi looked down at her own figure and wondered if she still needed to lose a few pounds from her hips. She looked back at Sam. The other woman looked more put together in her outfit. A nice pair of heels, glittery earrings, and a necklace that complemented the dress perfectly. Lexi leaned forward, squinting her eyes to see the necklace better, her heart freezing in her chest. The gold chain glittered with reflection from the chandeliers overhead, but that wasn't what caught her attention. It was the pendant in the center, a black pearl in a unique setting. Lexi realized Jack had been chatting away beside her. She clutched at his arm to get him to stop and whipped her head around to face him. I think I know who the killer is. Lexi pulled Jack aside into the corner of the room and watched his face as she told him her suspicions about the killer.
That makes sense, but I need some evidence, Jack said, running his hand through his hair.
But if we don't do something fast, someone else might get killed. Lexi's thoughts turned to Norman, who lay in the nursing care center. If her suspicions were correct, he fit the killer's profile perfectly, and she feared he may be next.
I know, Lexi, but my hands are tied.
Lexi chewed her bottom lip. What if we caught the killer in the act?
That would be pretty hard to do, considering we don't know when they will strike next. We don't have the manpower to stake out the retirement center indefinitely.
Lexi glanced at him out of the corner of her eye. We could make it irresistible for the killer. Then we'd know exactly when they were going to strike, and we could be there to catch them in the act. He raised an eyebrow at her.
You mean a setup?
Lexi nodded. Would that be dangerous? Jack rubbed his chin with his thumb.
Not necessarily. We've done that sort of thing before. It's all carefully monitored, so the decoy is never really in any danger.
He narrowed his eyes at Lexi.
Did you have someone particular in mind?
Lexi's stomach lurched. She did have someone in mind, but she didn't want to put anyone in danger. Yes. But we'll have to see if she agrees, and you'll have to swear she won't get hurt. Jack put his hand on Lexi's arm.
Of course, I would never put anyone in danger, especially the person you have in mind,
he said with a wink.
Now, let's get out of here so I can put the plan into action.